This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Today we opened the vault of the Unger Archives to bring you a report we thought was particularly inspiring and perhaps, yes, even a little shocking. This one relates to what Brian is calling one of the greatest achievements of the technological age, food embossing. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick asked Brian about this amazing breakthrough.
Brian, what in the heck is food embossing? It sounds like writing or stamping on foods, but that really couldn't be the case, could it?
Well, I'm sorry it is, Alex. It is writing on food. Embossing food is really one of the newest ways to relieve our constant boredom with food. And I'm talking about eating it and as much of food as we want of it. You know, embossing is fun, Alex, and it's a way for us to really start rethinking food as stationery.
Embossed food, this is a real product that people can buy.
Well, Alex, food embossing was once just a dream. Today, there are two products on the market currently. There's the roller, of course, which allows one to roll a message onto long foods or borders of many foods. And then there's the stamper, which allows one to stamp messages onto varying, oddly shaped foods.
And exactly how does this work?
Well, for instance, one would write a message on a pizza crust or a piece of meat or say something on the side of a baked potato.
Because there's a great need to say it with meat?
Alex, nothing says I love you like meat or a potato. And, you know, these are distinctive ways for people to express their feelings. Alex, we're talking about steak that says you're pretty. Or one could emboss a bologna sandwich with their favorite romantic saying like you complete me. Or conversely, Alex, breaking up with your girlfriend is now
you
easy.
You complete me on a bologna sandwich?
Yeah. Well, that is the wonderful line from the Tom Cruise film. What was the name of the movie? It's not important, but it's just the poetry like that. It lends itself to food. You know, you're married, but if I were breaking up with my girlfriend, for instance, I could emboss a lasagna to say, "We're through. Get your things out by tonight." Okay. And if I didn't want to say it so harshly, I'd just faintly emboss it on the food.
General Alexander Haig has a TV show called World Business Review, and he actually reviewed this product?
He did. He does follow innovations in food products, and he does it for good reason. There are military applications for food embossing here. For instance, and I've given some thought to this, when we airdrop food like we did in Iraq, we shouldn't worry so much about the food packaging resembling a landmine. Okay, we should worry about what's written on the food. Say, embossing a donut to read, "Give up, we won't shoot you." This message brought to you by Krispy Kreme.
Brian Unger, another brilliant exploit in the world of journalism. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
That's Brian Unger speaking with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. To hear this and other Unger reports, check out our website, npr.org.